Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Okay, who's the jerk?
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
All right, so the question that she wrote in is, am I the jerk for making a parent pay for their kid to attend my kid's birthday party?
Making a parent pay for their kid to attend my kid's birthday
party?
I guess that doesn't sound crazy, but what do they mean by that?
It's a long one, so get ready, everybody. Hey, Allie and Deezy, please keep me anonymous. No prob. Am I the jerk for telling a parent they need to pay for their kid to attend my son's birthday party? She said, my son's birthday party was at the end of March. At the beginning of the month, I sent out an invite to his friend's parents to RSVP. Four of the parents didn't respond, so I contacted them all to inform them of the invite. Three responded promptly, but that fourth one, viewed the invitation, did an RSVP, and ignored my text. For whatever reason, the fourth parent doesn't like me, even though I've always been cordial toward her. Not really important, okay? Party day arrives, and she came scrolling into the event with her kid. Now, at their establishment, the party package requires a minimum of 10 kids. Since she never RSVP'd, we found someone to take that spot. I informed her if she wanted her kid to participate in my son's party, she's going to have to pay for that kid. She told me she wasn't paying, and if I wasn't going to accommodate her, then her and her kid were leaving. I said, sorry, we're not paying. She left the party. She's been talking smack to the other parents about me.
Bet.
Mind you, each additional kid was going to be $45. I gave her a month's notice and a reminder. Suddenly, I'm supposed to play assistant to her.
Right.
Accommodate her entitlement.
Sure.
While I don't care what the other parents think, her kid is one of my son's best friends. And they're in grade school. I dread having to see her for the next 10 plus years. It's like co-parenting.
If you even get that far, because sounds like you're trying to end their friendship, mama.
Yeah, she wrote, should I have been the bigger person and paid for that kid? Was I the jerk for telling her she has to pay if she wanted her kid to participate?
Ah, that's tough.
Yeah. That's the am I the jerk. She wants to know if she's the jerk. I was going to give her a fake name since she wants to be anonymous.
Let's call her
Leslie. You said I said Leslie.
Leslie. Let's call her Leslie.
Leslie. Okay, so Leslie wants to know if she's the jerk for making a parent pay for their kid to attend her kid's birthday party. I'm sorry. Not the jerk, man.
Really?
As awkward as that was, she's got the guts I wish I had that I could look a parent in the eye and go, nope. sure. not paying for your kid, because you know I would have paid for it and been really angry about it.
Well, and I guess
so
I would have been.
Props to her.
I would have been bothered by it because of the fact that you had set the reminder. You gave them the reminder. You sent them the invite. You're like, hey, you know, 2 minute warning.
Yes.
And they still didn't care. But
and
at the
they
same,
still showed up with their kid. Like, how
it's
rude.
It's your kid's birthday. And at the end of the day, the party's already expensive. What's another $45 for your kid to have their best friend there? Mm-hmm. You let your feelings get in the way, and now you changed your child's birthday for arguably the rest of his life.
Yeah, exactly.
They might not ever come to another birthday again if they even remain friends.
Yeah, that's fine, though. Because his mom's annoying that she doesn't know how to RSVP ever. The thing is, as a parent with kids and as many birthday parties as I've done, I get it. It costs money per kid.
Yeah.
You pay for the amount of people. Sometimes you push to get 10. Sometimes you have way too many.
Mm-hmm.
And you can't have more than 10. And that sucks, too.
Right, because then you get that late fee or that extra fee, whatever fee.
I feel like every parent should have some intuition now that your kid's in grade school that these are issues you deal with birthday parties. And you should be aware. I don't know.
Fair, yeah.
My kid's going to show up at the, not even like, hey, we're going to come at the last minute. Is that okay? None of that was done.
You could almost say that on the flip, though, about the mom saying you should have expected somebody to not RSVP and still show up.
Yeah.
People do that all of the time.
Mm-hmm.
Especially the people closest to you, because they're like, oh, they know we coming. We don't got to say nothing.
The people closest to you really like to screw you in that department.
Dog.
They just show up and they really don't care if you are mad.
Right.
And they'll still come the next year, too.
Oh, 100%.
Whether you like it or not.
100%.
Somebody texted in, not the jerk, because she reminded the parent. Mm. That's an interesting take on it.
Okay, sure.
Okay, some people are texting in jerk. 414-533-1037. What do you guys think? Is Leslie the jerk for having the other parent pay for the kid to go to the birthday party? I get it. You're making them pay. We'll talk to you guys next.
Who's the jerk? 103.7 KISS FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
So Leslie wants to know if she's the jerk because she's making another parent pay to attend her kid's birthday party. But she sent out an invite.
Mm-hmm.
She sent out a reminder. The parent never responded and even looked at the invite. So is she the jerk for then telling the parent they have to pay for the kid to come when they showed up?
It's a good question.
Anna, one of our regulars, is in Milwaukee this morning.
We've been doing all this lately.
Hey, Anna.
Morning.
Hi.
She said to me, I scared her when I answered the phone. I'm what? Like, because she got through.
Oh, you guys are good. You guys are alive.
She went, oh, Allie. Oh.
I know, yeah. I'm like, my phone actually works.
It's working, and it's got you working for Am I the Jerk. Good morning, Anna.
What do you think, Anna? Is she the jerk for making the parent pay?
Yeah, I'm going to say she's the jerk only because, you know, I understand the parent, you know, but it's her son's best friend. It's like, you know, you're really punishing the kids, not the parents.
Oh, right. That is her, fair. That's fair.
Yeah, and if it's her best, you know, his best friend, then she must do this a lot. It's not like this will be the first time she does an RSVP and shows up.
Thank you. You should have known they were pulling up either way.
Yeah,
exactly.
I don't really agree with you, Anna, but I respect why you're saying that. I get why you're saying, well, they're friends, you're going to have to deal with this, but I also go, no way am I paying $45 for someone who didn't RSVP and knew better. Like, that's not, then now we're enabling. That's my worry.
True. Enabling, but like Anna was saying, you're punishing the child for something they really had nothing to do with. Not, you know, because you're trying to punish the mother.
We want to punish the mother is really what it is. All right, Anna.
We're all grown. Yeah. Anna fair starts enough. It off. Says, jerk.
Jerk. Thanks, Anna.
Sure. Bye.
Bye.
All right, Kayla's in Milwaukee. Let's go to her next. Good morning, Kayla.
Hey.
Good morning.
All right. Is she the jerk for making the other parent pay to attend her kid's birthday party since they didn't RSVP?
She's definitely not a jerk.
Ooh,
I am an 11-year-old. I'm the parent that spends between $500 to whatever on my child.
Oof.
If you don't RSVP, I'm not paying for your child. Mm-hmm. And the parent should have just paid for her child if it was that big of a deal.
Well, that's true. You could spin it and go, well, if the parent's saying these guys are, the other parent has to acknowledge that these two are friends.
True.
And these two, so maybe the other parent should have just paid for it, like you're saying the one hosting the party should have paid for it.
Right.
Why is one more, they're both, you know?
They're both wrong in this situation.
Not really, actually. The more I think about it, I'm like, no, actually, no, they're not.
She reminded. She did everything as a parent, adult thing to do at school. They don't come pick up your child. They just give you a reminder. Your child should be at school at this amount of time.
Touche. Touche. All right. Well, no. Okay, so, Kayla, let me ask. So, you spend $500+ on your child for any given event, right? What's another $45?
I knew you were going to say that.
What's another $45?
It's the principal. Yeah. If I only budget $500, that's more money out of my pocket.
I can't take that from you. I just cannot figure out.
I work so many hours. That $45 is, you know, at least, you know, a certain amount of time of my life away.
That 45 hours is 2 hours of my day right there.
There you go.
This is what I don't like about this. Everyone's like, well, suck it up because it's the kids and take it on the chin and pay the $45.
We'll do a play date later.
When she has done, thank you. When she has done literally everything she possibly could have to assist these people to get to the party. So that's where I go with Kayla on that. Like, enough. Like, I can't even call the mom who threw the party a jerk. She's done everything she was supposed to do.
Sure. No, Kayla's got valid answers, and I hear where you guys are coming from. We're split. Kayla got us 50-50.
Thanks, Kayla.
No problem.
Bye. Great points.
Yep. Let's go to our tiebreaker now. They're going to love this. Maya's in Milwaukee. Hey, Maya.
Morning.
Hi.
All right. Is Leslie the jerk for making the other parent pay to attend her kid's birthday party since they didn't RSVP and just showed up?
You get the big roll of the tiebreaker. What do you say?
I was like bobbing my head back and forth, like, which one am I going? But she's a jerk.
She said what she said, Allie. You and Anna are crazy. How did you guys come out to jerk on this one? This is blowing my mind.
I was a little confused when I was first asked. I was like, wait, not jerk. Because I originally meant not the jerk. But I thought about it, and I was like, okay, well, she knows that these people are like this. She knows that she doesn't like you. And there's the risk of her, like, she looked at it, so she obviously looked at it.
Why are we enabling this woman? You're like,
I'm not enabling it. Only agree because recently I threw a baby shower for one of my friends, and her mother does it all the time. And she was supposed to be the one that does it.
Does it? Yeah.
Does an RSVP. Just shows up to places. But she was 2 hours late, and she was supposed to cater.
That's rough.
See, that would make me crazy.
I was so angry because I planned it. But
why does that experience? How does this come full circle? Explain.
When she walked in, the look on my friend's face. She just lit up. Like, she was so excited to see her mom there.
Wasn't at her freaking bridal shower, baby shower.
I wasn't going to let her in.
Of course she was excited.
But she said she wasn't going to let her in.
Oh, my mom
showed up. I wasn't
going to
let her in. Bye.
That's an am I the jerk.
Listen,
so wait a second. This makes no sense because Maya's like, I wasn't going to let her in, but I did. And I'm like, she's saying the look on the face,
the experience,
of the being there.
It's for the child. It's for the experience. Her son is going to remember this birthday party with his friend there now.
Yep.
And he is going to have wonderful memories to look back on when he is a child.
That part.
As an adult.
It's about the person and the experience, not the money spent or where you're at.
I think it's time to teach this mom a lesson. I'm sorry.
Think of your children.
I'm teaching them not to be friends with people who don't know how to RSVP or
who don't know how
entitled.
To prioritize the friendship.
They know that they just get to walk in and everyone's going to pay for them when they show up.
Hey, listen, you're not changing Maya's mind. She said what she said and she called her a jerk. That works it out.
All right,
jerk.
Maya, you're not changing mine either.
Appreciate the call. Have a great day, Maya.
You guys too. Bye.
All right. I haven't even had a chance to open the text. Somebody said, jerk. Who are the kids in this scenario? Petty. Okay.
Parents are the ones that are petty right now. Kids have no idea what's going on.
Somebody said, we don't need to enable and accept rude behavior. Yeah, I feel like there should be some boundaries here. Everyone's going, but the kid.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody said, not the jerk. People need to stop using kids as a crutch to be irresponsible adults.
Oh.
That's an interesting take.
That's a take for sure.
Two wrongs don't make a right. That's fair.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, not the jerk overall.
No, hey, don't be changing the answer. They said jerk.
Fine. I didn't know if you'd catch that.
I saw you trying to spin it. I didn't go over my head today.
What if I do that every time? I don't agree. agree, I switch it at the end and see if anybody notices.
You know the real gonna notice. We gonna call you out every time. It was jerk today.
Fine, fine.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.